You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I've been brewing on something for a while. Let me put this in context. I'm 34 years of age. I've done nothing else fairly much all my life. Every single job I've had has been in horticulture. Nurseries, landscaping, unit, garden centres, consultancy, design, yaggity yak. This goes on. All garden, outdoors, related by hook or by crook, by some variation or another. Last year in Ireland, the industry, you might say, from a putting plants on the ground point of view, from a Mary and Jimmy buying one or two plants to tidy up the front garden, washout weather wise and when you come through the far end of that, you then hit kind of 12, 14 minus Celsius in December, and it hits and whacks the nursery industry, as well as the landscaping industry, as well as the garden centre industry. Okay, now, in context, there's a couple of things, and here's the point to make. The point is not to bitch and moan. It's not that. It is the reality that I have another 30 years of horticulture left in my blood cells. Minimum. Before I can potentially retire. I'm not on my own here. I'm not on my own. TV programs of, I don't know, many years ago, all of a sudden made gardening fashionable. And in Ireland, the question is, as regards the promotion of horticulture in Ireland, this is where I'd like to raise the questions. If you open the Irish Times weekend magazine, Ireland's, probably I would gauge, Ireland's leading or one of Ireland's more respected newspapers, and you look in the Weekender, how many articles are there on food is the first question I would raise. How many are there? There must be five at least. More? I don't know. As regards horticulture, you have Jane Paris. Hi, Jane, if you're listening. And Jane is I like Jane. She's a nice woman. She's a good girl. Decent respect for her. You know, no hassles there. But Jane's writing, her audience, one might say. I hope this is fair to say, Jane. It's not to be untoward in any format, but I think Jane's audience in context would be extremely different to mine from an online, because I obviously don't write for the Irish Times and Jane does. I wouldn't always read Jane's article. I'd always have a browse and see what she's talking about, but I wouldn't always read it. And therein lies the first problem, because when you skip across outside of the Irish Times, there are very few. Roz Drinkwater, she used to write with the Business Post in the property section. That was culled for a while, and I don't think that's anything to do with Roz. I think it's more just the property section of the Business Post. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm open to correction on it. Hi, Roz, if you're listening to this. But Roz used to write garden stuff, still does, but it was a little bit different to what Jane would cover. So I found, anyway, or at least that's my opinion. And outside of that, there really isn't a whole lot or a vast amount of other garden writers that I would be aware of. I used to write myself with the Farmer's Journal. I left there and I started to write for Self Bill Ireland magazine. There's a few other bits, kind of freelance and ghostwritten, and still is, and that's absolutely fine. It's, you know, nothing major. It's not a problem. But from a TV point of view, there is also very little on the TV, garden-wise, scheduled, of that I am aware of. Radio, you look at the main stations in Dublin, 98 FM, nice crew there, zero gardening, FM 104, zero, Today FM, zero, let me think, Radio 2, zero, Spin FM, zero, am I missing out on anything? News Talk, zero, News Talk, let's go back on that one for a little bit. Ireland's main nationwide talk station, zero on gardens. Is that fair to say? So if you look at the national stations now, Radio 1 maybe, RTE Radio 1 maybe does. But again, the audience is extremely different. It's extremely, extremely different audience. You've got one main promotional body outside of that in Ireland, which is Borbia. Borbia is the direct translation for Borbia is the food board. Bia being food, board being the food board. Okay, basically. It was an amalgamation of Borbia, the food board, and Bord Glas. In fairness to Borbia, and this isn't to be disrespectful either, this is just how I see it. Maybe they can tell me. I doubt they have statistics on this. But even on something like Twitter, most of the stuff they talk about is food. The website, look, it's a website. I would have my own opinion on it, but I think if I went there looking for specifically garden related bits and bobs, I'd find it very, very hard. You look 2 weeks ago and you look at what happened with the Dublin event guide run by Jörg Stiegmüller. Jörg was critical of Dublin City Council. They had the Rose Festival in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. I was critical because I found out on the Friday, the day it launched. I also found very little there about roses. You look at the Carlow Floral Trail, is that the correct terminology? When did I find out? Friday. From who? Dee. She's at Greenside Up Veg on Twitter. I asked if there was any green events. Do you know something? I can't find out. I couldn't find out about the Rose Festival. I couldn't find out about the Carlow Floral Festival or whatever the name of it is that I'm unsure of. And therein lies a problem. Because if you flick across and you go to the UK, I understand there is population greater than and always will be than Ireland. But there are so many dedicated gardeners. In fact, if you look at what Ireland has equal to in chefs on Irish television, I'd say the UK outnumbers that in gardeners. And if you look at Irish, inverted commas, famous gardeners, no offence, but let's call a spade, pardon the cliched pun. You have Mr. Gerry Daly, you have Dermot O'Neill, you have Helen Dillon, rightly so, fine gardeners. But again, a slightly different audience, I think it's fair to say, than to what I would call my audience. And my audience is, I don't mean my audience, I don't mean that in a hierarchical format of, you know, I am greater than. That's not the point. The point is, is that, you know, if the next generation of garden enthusiasts, or if the enthusiasm of the next wave of gardeners isn't looked after, there are serious problems potentially on the horizon. Now, I would query whether plant sales in the last year have fallen. And if they have, by how much? I would query also the amount of landscape, inverted commas, landscape gardeners, inverted commas, landscape contractors in business this year. I would guarantee that they have fallen. I think that's fair to say. Here's another amazing thing in this country. There is no trade magazine for the horticultural industry in Ireland. Zero, none, zilch, nada. That I am aware. There is one garden magazine, which is Gerry Daly's garden magazine. Gerry also writes for the Irish Times weekly, that I am aware. Also writes for the Farmers Journal. But Gerry commands, or has, I think, no offence, Gerry. It's not, you know, you get where I'm coming from. But it's more, there is no, in my opinion, next generation. You look at Donald Skehan, I think is it Donald Skehan? Food blogger, 20 odd years of age. Cool dude, nice lad, fine chap. I'm not suggesting you need a garden blogger, that's miles off the point. At the end of the day, I build gardens, or I make gardens, or I work with gardens. So for me, the whole blog thing, it's never generated opinion, it's life. I doubt it ever will. I do it because I like it. Spade is spade, fact is fact. That's exactly what it's all about. But I know, and here's the other side of it, for a guy who doesn't generate a single penny, nor do I give a hoot whether I do or I don't. Don't get me wrong, a gazillion pounds would be terribly nice. However, I don't think that's going to happen. But if I can get a garden group of people to go to Ireland's Eye, to go to the War Memorial Gardens in Island Bridge, to go to Drogheda, to visit the Boyne site, the Boyne Battle site, to go around and look at trees, essentially. And when you look at the demograph on that, and you realise approximately 85 to 90% of them, number one, are bloggers or photo bloggers, affirmative. Don't really garden, don't really have an interest in garden. I would gauge prior to, have never been on a garden tour in their life. Let me pause that one there. If you look at the fractions, would that be an appropriate word? The associations related to gardening in Ireland. You look at the Association of Landscape Contractors of Ireland. Probably, I would gauge, no greater than 100 and odd members. You look at the Garden Landscape Designers Association, probably no greater than, I think it's fair to say, 30, 40 members. Is that fair enough? You look at the Irish Landscape Institute, probably the same. You look at the Institute of Horticulture, Irish branch, of which I just left, probably no greater than 100 and odd members. You could go on. But I would gauge if you also looked at the demograph within those groups. I know there's a lot of hard-working people. Again, the point isn't to be disrespectful. It's just proving the point. It's putting a point across. It's putting a... You can argue with me, don't get me wrong, on the 100, oh, there's 103 instead of 102. Irrelevant. The reality is that somewhere in the future to come, there will be mild troubles ahead within the horticultural gardening outdoors, inverted commas, related, and all of those things related type industries. Fact. If you look how they do it in the UK, I'll go back to that, the amount of garden shows that are there. I know we have bloom in Ireland, but in fairness, let's leave that one aside for the moment. It brings 50,000 people or 60,000 people through the door. I'm not disagreeing that it doesn't promote horticulture. I'm just saying it needs a lot more than that. Now, what I don't understand in all of these things is, number one, the embrace or the want and need or wish to embrace in any format technology. The query I would make is, I am one of few gardeners I know with, let's say, a Twitter account. I'm one of few. I think I did a list last year on Twitter. I found it hard to come up with gardeners amounting to anything more than 20. Definitely in Ireland, I couldn't find any more than 20. There's one or two I've unfollowed, mainly because it was yakety yak, guess what I do for a living? Non-frickin' stop. And it was just, oh God, listen, jeez, got a sandwich and a cup of tea or something. Well, let's take it to YouTube. I wouldn't be far off the mark. Let's take it to podcasting. Let's take it to the blogging side of it. And I mean blogging without a shop on the frickin' end of it. No offence and congratulations, and I hope your business all goes well. Maybe you're the wise one and I'm the foolish. I accept that. But I enjoy what I do, so we do it for different reasons. I don't understand why, for example, Scott's Weedall have a website. It's up on the blog, go check it out. Basically called Love Your Garden. And the Irish, let's be honest about it, Horticultural Promotional Board doesn't. I don't mean organic, I don't mean grow your own, I don't mean Mary in her allotment. I mean the nursery, plants, garden, design, leisure, industry. That's what I'm talking about. I don't need an Etch-a-Sketch to prove this one, to be quite honest with you. But as I said to you, very few garden writers outside of Jerry, Jane and Roz. I know very few people who do radio. I gauge, and I guess, although I don't listen, that Jerry still does the radio. He's good on the radio, I just don't listen to Radio 1, that's all. I also don't watch a whole lot of television. But I know for a fact there are very few garden programmes on TV. And if they are, they're paid for and sponsored by. Funded by, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know something? I want the old dude in a woolly jumper in the potting shed. Surely, it's relatively easy, cheap to do type TV. You know, maybe there's an element of old Ireland in there that Peter's doing garden tours, so F him. You know, we just want to help him out. Because I ask people, you know, got a place we can go and visit for free? Get some free promo? You get diddly. That's not the hidden agenda message, as by the way. I only do garden tours because I like to go and see places, and it's, you know, it's better fun to go and see them with other people. I think that's fair to say. Call me wrong, call me incorrect, disagree with me. I'll blog this, you brew your thoughts on it. I'll put this up in a blog. Probably Monday, Tuesday, somewhere around about there. You're brewing it. And let's see if we can at least create a bit of discussion. info@donegananddonegan.com, via email twitter.com/DonegangGardens or w.donegananddonegan.com, and hit the blog. Take care. Bye-bye.